make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. This is the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Once again, let's join your hosts, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick.
Known as the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean, Montserrat is home to lush tropical rainforests, secluded dark sand beaches, and its most famous resident, the Soufre Hills Volcano. While the island is a quiet retreat for nature lovers, Montserrat's national celebration of St. Patrick's Day really shakes things up with Caribbean-style events that infuse African and Irish heritage into the cultural festivities. Joining us is Colin Riley, chairman of the St. Patrick's Committee. Welcome to Traveling On, Colin.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Tell us, why Montserrat on St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day goes back to 1768. There was a slave uprising on the island, which was unsuccessful, but is celebrated in our national history as an attempt at emancipation before the slaves on Montserrat actually set free in 1834. The people of the village of St. Patrick started celebrating St. Patrick's Day in 1981. And joining with the University of the West Indies, they have made it into a national festival, which is now a national holiday as well.
And in fact, Montserrat is the only island in the Caribbean that celebrates St. Patrick's Day as a national holiday. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The holiday was designated in 1984 by the then government, and it has been celebrated every year since then.
Tell us about some of the activities leading up to St. Patrick's Day and some of the activities you have on St. Patrick's Day itself. And you actually even have some post-St. Patrick's Day activities. Tell us about this week-long celebration you have going on down there.
The week-long celebration is 9 days of festivities. We begin with a kite festival at the Blake Soccer Stadium, and then we're going to go on to a St. Patrick's Day dinner, which is part of the annual fundraising for the Roman Catholic Church. The Sunday is church service and steel band music. Then Monday we have St. Patrick's Eve event with community open houses, tradition where Montserratians open their houses to their neighbors and have food and drink. And then St. Patrick's Day, the national holiday, we have a freedom run and walk. There are some competitive races. The athletic tradition continues. Then we have the St. Patrick's Day parade. We have a very small parade, but we're hoping to build it up over time into at least 1,000 people. And then a Heritage Day and feast with local food, music, dances, and games. Traditional games played by the young people of Montserrat historically will be brought back and taught to the kids who are now mostly playing with video games. Then we go to the Wednesday, it's the annual St. Patrick's Day lecture, open house tour on Thursday. Friday we have the national day of celebration of our national pride. Saturday there's a junior calypso competition, and the final event for St. Patrick's week of activities is Voices in Concert. This is a choral group that has performed to great acclaim all across the Caribbean.
Now, one of the things that I like just in learning about Montserrat is this fusion of African and Irish heritage, and that's very close to our hearts because that speaks to where we're situated, even though we're here in Washington, D.C. And I just wanted to get a sense as to the excitement and the energy that's on the island and how the people of Montserrat really wrap themselves around St. Patrick's Day. It seems pretty unique from my perspective.
Well, it's one of the first places in the world where African and European families actually started to emerge as a single whole. A lot of our ancestors go back to Ireland, and most of them go back to Africa. But there's actually a fusing of the bloodlines and the genetics. Africans and Irish people actually created families here 300 and 400 years ago. And that continues on with the traditional family names. There are sections of the island where the European population is a little bit more prominent, like in the northern end of the island, which is the safe area. And those traditions continue. We have a lot of the different ways we cook our food and the way in which we have our national dances that are fusions of African and Irish traditions.
And in fact, the fusion of those cultures actually are represented on your national flag. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the national flag includes a coat of arms which has the lady with the harp, and that's a very Irish symbol. We also have the shamrock, which is part of the symbol of Ireland. It makes up the stamp you get at the airport when you arrive. So there are many symbols, physical symbols, that represent the history of Montserrat with this very interesting mixture of people.
I just wanted to circle back to one of the events that you mentioned that will be taking place during your week and a half long celebration, really, of St. Patrick's Day. You mentioned a lecture. What do your annual lectures, St. Patrick's Day lectures, contain? What type of lectures are you referring to?
Well, it's usually a lecture about emancipation and freedom, because we have a very strong academic tradition in the Caribbean as well, mostly with the University of the West Indies, and we are now seeing many new tertiary institutions emerge across the islands. Montserrat's UWI presence is very strong. The open campus, which started out as what was then called the Extramural Center, is now one of the most prominent institutions on the island. It has been for over 40 years. And that lecture is usually someone's research about something to do with an aspect of Montserrat's history or its culture or its current function and behavior. So those are the topics that we tend to cover. This year, the featured speaker is a minister of government and an academic. His name is Reuben Mead. He's a former chief minister, which means head of government. And he's going to speak on the topic, St. Patrick's Day, 240 years on, taking his cue from the 1768 rebellion, which was unsuccessful, and then talking about the history of the island, tracing those 240 years.
That's a wonderful tradition, actually.
Yeah. Now, Colin, one of the things about St. Patrick's Day, it wouldn't be complete without food and drink. Talk to us about Montserrat's special, some of the special foods that the islanders will partake of on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, the top of the list is our goat water, which is a stew with the goat meat and many different spices. It's cooked on a wooden fire, mostly on the outside, and it tends to simmer for about 3 hours before it's ready. Then we will have mixtures of coconut with sweet potato and sugar. All of those types of food are part of our history. The coconut is a very prominent tree. We also have the potato, which is one of our root plants. And then we have the sugar. There's a history of sugar production here as well. And that makes something which is called a dakana, and it is cooked in an elephant ear leaf, which tends to take about 2 hours before it's ready. So there'll be a lot of slow cooking and a lot of people waiting around drinking the traditional drinks of the Caribbean, rum and coke and other things like that, as we have celebrations of our past, as we meet our friends and have a good time.
Well, honestly, it sounds like a wonderful week and a half long celebration. And one of the things that I have to chuckle about is actually during that week and a half period from the 14th through the 21st, you guys actually take a day break on the 19th. Is that just to recover from the previous 5 days of activities?
No, the 19th. There's actually an activity on the 19th. It's the Home and Garden Tour, which is from the governor's residence, and it's going to end at Alveston House. Alveston House is being restored. It's one of our traditional plantation homes, which goes back to the sugar plantation period. It's a English great house. And that's being restored as a tourism property. So when you come to Montserrat, you can talk about staying at Alveston House. There will be a restaurant there and about 8 rooms, I think, they're planning in the project. So Alveston House will be on show on that day, and we are going to be doing several other houses along a mapped out route
Well, certainly, Ian and I are very anxious to visit the island and at any point during the year, but certainly St. Patrick's Day sounds especially exciting for those of us Fitzpatricks here. And Colin, we thank you so much for sharing the island of Montserrat and your St. Patty's Day celebrations with us today. And we thank our guests for also joining us today. And we'll take you on a new adventure next week, and we look forward to spending time with you then. And in the interim, we invite you to sign up for our website and some of the other social networking clubs that we belong to. And you can do all that on our website at travelnon.com. As always, it's been a pleasure to share some travel time with you today. We're Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, and we wish you a happy St. Patty's Day. And we'll see you again next week, same time, same frequency. And until then, happy travels.
Happy travels.
Looking for the latest travel book, the hottest item in travel gear and clothing? Or are you researching a destination or looking into the most current travel regulations or warnings? If so, visit TravelinOn.com, your one-stop shop for travel resources. At TravelinOn.com, that's TravelN-On.com, you can get the latest travel news and information and shop for all of your travel needs. TravelinOn.com is your premier source for all things travel. That's TravelN-On.com.
Every hour of every day, an American is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. MS typically strikes between the ages of 16 and 50 when people are building careers and raising families. Today, there is no known cause or cure for MS. To learn more about this unpredictable disease, to volunteer, or to make a contribution to this important mission, please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. You can make a difference by helping us stop this devastating disease. Please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. Fight MS today. Thank you.